I'll never get over that. Okay. Oh, and he's here. I'm leaving this all in. Brian, it's perfect timing.
Oh, my gosh.
We are live on Local Roots Podcast. What is up? We have a super special episode with our third host here, Evan Campbell. And your boy, the co-host Brian Davis, is lake life living, just tuned in, joining us by the water, just chilling, balling out, wearing his Rockford Brewing hat. What is up, Brian, man? How are you doing?
What's happening?
That audio, like, I'm not even teasing. Are you on your phone? That sounds like better than usual.
Good. I did something that I,
all right,
special.
And then Evan's
no,
here.
I've never used my hotspot, and
it looks like it's cool. Working for you.
I have internet at my cabin, and this has never happened, so this is cool.
So, wait, when did you get internet at the cabin? Just this year?
We don't. It's from my phone.
Oh, it's just from your
phone. Have good enough cell
signal. Yeah, yeah.
But they must have put a new tower up, and now we have a
cellular service out here.
You know
what? It's great. Look at that backdrop. Are you going to go do podcasting in a boat?
You should set the vibe.
Oh, hell. Yeah. Oh, heck. That rules.
I'm not going in. I'm just going to stay in it. It's
okay.
It's got too much beef because it, you know.
How's she running?
Dude, like a top. Like, she's brand new. It's awesome.
Vroom, vroom.
What did they do?
Amazed. Super torque. It's got, you know, I think we hit 55 today. No problem.
Okay.
So the guy said this boat has, it's old, so it has jets still and like open carb and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know if it's as old that it has reeds like your ski does.
No, it's not two stroke. It wouldn't have reeds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where my motor knowledge is dropped off. I don't even know what reeds are, but I just knew you had a problem.
They're actually, they go in your clarinet. I'm actually a double reed, and I go, oh, so, 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 so. You didn't know that?
So they just clean everything up?
Clean everything out, replace wires and plugs, and
nice.
Clean a bunch of shit.
Oh, didn't you say, that I was running on like six?
Networth condition. Yeah, but I think they were just all running really, really bad.
Yeah.
He's never seen a boat in as worse condition that still ran.
How old is it?
Wow.
And he said, Kevin, when did you get a tune-up? And he said, well,
never.
it is a, I think it's a 2000.
Yeah.
Okay. 21 years of loving.
Yeah. And about 5,000 hours on it.
Abuse. Straight up abuse. But it's good. Alexa, it still runs. Lex and I scrubbed the piss out of it today, and she shines like a freaking.
Brian had a couple of accidents he had to clean up.
Yeah.
Did you spill?
Larry, I think you probably had the most accidents on this boat of anybody.
Well, spill it. No, you said you cleaned the piss out of it, so I made a joke like you peed your pants. Yeah, it's okay. It's hard for those to land on Zoom. Hopefully one listener caught it, and they think I am the best. This guy rules. He makes pee jokes, and that is funny.
It looks super calm there.
I'm jealous. Like that backdrop, that sunset. Look at that. Ooh, it's saucy.
I'm just trying to figure out where to put you guys.
Well, Evan, real quick before we get into the episode, how have you been? It's almost been a year.
I know. I'm doing pretty good. Trying to rehab my back a little bit.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom.
Did your new lady decorate for you?
She did.
It looks very nice.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Way cooler than it did.
Ooh. It's kind of messy right now, but
a little Pete. Hey, I have that same bike thing. That same
do
like.
You really?
Yeah. I don't know where it's from.
I think it's got like Home Goods or something.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my mom bought it for me.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Yeah, I threw it out lifting up my motorcycle rack. So I'm starting PT tomorrow, but it's
your PT.
I start tomorrow. Yeah.
Yikes. No kidding.
Yeah. So I'm going to
hear you.
Well, that it'll be my first day tomorrow.
Oh, so it's diagnosed the damage that you,
yeah,
you did upon your body.
It's quite a lot better though. It was about a month ago that I did that, and I was trying to stretch every day and trying to work it out, get it loose, and it would feel better for a couple hours, and I would get just drastically worse.
Yikes.
So I was trying to ride my bike, and that was making it worse. So I literally stopped doing everything. I couldn't do anything. I just sat and did nothing for a week and a half, and it feels a lot better. So I rode my bike yesterday and it felt pretty good. So,
oh, good.
Good.
It's, yeah.
I was about to ask that. Like, I mean, obviously I was about to complain about my back, but like Evan is poor guy is like the,
yeah,
he's, yeah, like the nightmare scenario, but I was going to say like
some bulging discs.
That's, yeah, man, fucked up. That's ruthless. Been like six.
What's, yeah, that sucks.
I feel like your back has been messed up since you've been like six.
Like 12.
Oh no.
Yeah. Right.
What I was going to say though is like biking. Does it like, cause I wanted to tie it back to biking real quick. Just like, I always feel like it hurts so bad when my back is sore and I bike, but then if I power through like a couple days of biking, it like, yeah, almost heals. It feels better than that starting point. Do you ever, yeah, use biking to strengthen the back?
Well, I tried to do that. It was my,
that's what I was trying to do.
Now I have physical therapy.
My hamstrings were so tight that it would put so much strain on my back that it would feel good after I was done. And then the next day I didn't want to do anything.
Oh no.
So it helps to just not do anything actually. So it just took me a month to figure that out.
Yikes. Well, so, anyone with some PT tips for Evan, go ahead and send him a message. You're in our thoughts. That's for sure. Guys,
it should be good though.
I've got a rundown here of stuff to talk about, but before we go, do you guys have anything else or should I kick it into it?
Let's get into it.
I'm ready.
Okay. So before we go, I'm very much taking the cynical side of this as I did last time, but basically my thesis of this episode is all the bikers in the Tour de France are giant fucking babies. And
well, hey, they ride road bikes, so like
shots fired. Yeah, I mean, exhibit A, they ride road bikes.
There, you were gonna tell me that, and I was gonna tell you some vulgarity about road biking. This was I think yesterday when you were telling me about the pod topic, and I was like, I'm gonna say something really mean, and then I was like, well, fuck, I just got my road bike out to go for a quick ride. I was like, I can't be that mean. Now, listeners, I don't ride my road bike very often. I do it when it's.
Oh no! Did we lose him?
We're lacking.
All right. Well, while Brian's reconnecting, let me show you the case in question here. All right, Brian's back, but okay. I'm going to share my screen here. Hopefully, everyone can see this. All right.
My internet connection is unstable.
All right, boys, have you guys seen this yet?
No, go back.
Okay, it'll replay here. All right, so we'll watch this. This is at Tour de France. A lady holds a sign out.
Oh, I heard about this.
Total shit.
Oh, God.
And guys, the story gets amazing. So this is already amazing video, but I have two follow-up stories that are just going to blow your mind. So first initial thoughts is me... Yes, that dumb lady should not have done that. Everyone's so pissed at her. But also, you are a professional biker. And if you didn't see that, or like, I mean, maybe he was like yelling at her to move. Maybe he was. I don't know. But how did that make him fall so bad? I don't know. So that's kind of the two sides I see is like, yes, she shouldn't have done it. But like, dude, come on. Like,
it was a piece of cardboard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if he, man, if he rode a mountain bike, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, that's exactly right. Okay, so let's get into that next. The next part of it is.
Never mind.
Oh no, go ahead, because obviously my
shit is not loaded here.
I was gonna say if he had actual balls to weigh him down, he wouldn't have fell off his bike. But
oh, you think that's no. All road bikers? They trim the nuts for an extra cushion drag.
Yeah. So you told me about that, and I was really hopeful that the video was hilarious, and it 100% was hilarious.
And so that should have been the end of it to me. Is like, that's fine. Yes, she was dumb, but everyone's fine. But the next day I see this headline: Tour de France cyclist stage protest for safer conditions after fan caused crash. Thoughts?
How many people went down from that?
I mean,
I think it was quite a few.
It looked like a decent amount.
I mean,
I get it. I do. It's going to be really hard to police that because, I mean, how far are they riding every day?
Like, yeah, but protesting instead of, like, wait till the end and then, like, make a rule for next year. Like, yeah. It's not like this. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Does this happen a lot? I don't know. I don't think so, though.
I don't think it happens a lot. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that they complain about after the race, but I've never seen a protest.
Exactly.
But I think that's, I mean, if they all want it, that's probably what they're going to get if they're going to protest.
Okay. So the next step of that, ready? Because here's where it gets crazy again. This next story is woman with sign who caused massive crash in Tour de France reportedly arrested. Man. They arrested.
Arrested? For what? Like, what is the charge? Obstructing a Strava time?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is the way that they're going to get people to not do it, though.
Maybe. Honestly.
There's consequences now.
Evan's exactly right. And then. Involuntary causing. I mean, maybe the rules are different. Different across the pond.
Well, okay. Yeah. I get it. Like, I just saw his name is Ben Dover.
Yeah, it still is.
I was going to let that be like a little Easter egg for people on the video watching.
Oh, even after the deposition.
It's funny. I love it.
I'm trying to think of this in other. So say, let's put this in perspective of something. Maybe we might get more pissed about. I was thinking like snowboarding. So in a slalom course, someone's got a sign up too high, rider clips the edge of it, eats some shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. Would that be a huge deal? And I think yes. And then you look at baseball when a fan goes to catch like a ball
Over
the end, and then the player goes at it too, and then the player like hits the and there's injury there. Yeah. And we're all saying like you can't do that. So
Brian, this is a great argument.
I think
get arrested though?
I don't think you should be arrested. No. But I mean, I do think it's quite hilarious what happened. Because now you're like, hey, I am literally all over the news.
He wasn't even in the back.
I got arrested, so it's not as funny anymore.
This guy was off the front. He had clear vision and
he could have like ducked.
Yeah. To be like, probably wasn't expecting it.
Or held on, or let's watch again. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Okay,
man, that must that, have been some stiff
this hardcore. Angle is different. This looks a little bit worse.
It looks like they use a little more higher ply. Cardboard. Yeah. Oh god!
Yeah, that looks.
It looks way worse here.
Hey! But if shit like this keeps happening, I'll start watching road biking.
Okay, here's the above angle.
Oh, it's even better.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
There's only like 20 people that got
look at this screenshot right here. That's gonna be That's gonna be the episode art for this episode. This pile up. And I'm gonna title it like Road Bikers Are Babies. Okay. You know what? I
mean, that's kind of what that's what Iceman 2019 looked like at the bottleneck.
Yeah, this is single track right here. Okay, but I did not. I get why they made such a big deal now. It looked like maybe like 20 people fell. This is 100.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that. I thought it was a lot, but I didn't realize it was that field. I
mean, this is maybe the funniest.
It was like 20 people got away from that, and the rest crashed.
Oh. One sec.
Gosh.
Get this again. Okay. Well, I don't know. There's one last part of this that I want to throw by you. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
So the final piece of this is like a couple days prior, there was this like feel good story about Peter Sagan and how he signed an autograph for a fan. And oh wait, I'm not sharing. So this was like
Peter's name.
Peter Sagan.
I've heard it said both ways.
Whatever. I don't know my road bikers. So here is they do have the video. Okay, we'll let that ad play out.
I'll be eating a pork.
Oh, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Thanks, baby.
Oh no! I like this commercial though.
You can mute it. Spicy like.
Okay. Oh no! Here's the video. Okay, so what I'm about to say here is like, then is this going to be frowned upon here? This feel good story that like was all like, look, he put it on his Instagram and everything. So this guy, I'll mute this because it's all in like slow motion talk, but he runs right alongside the rider, seemingly hurting no one. Like this is fine, but like, are they going to have to like make this not allowed?
Yeah. Where's the line? Cause well, I guess, I don't know. It's a different scenario when they're going uphill and going slow than when they're on a flat going 30 miles an hour.
I mean, what about guys like solo?
What about guys that throw beer at you at Iceman? Like, I don't want them to ever stop doing that.
Right? They're going to be arrested next Iceman.
They'll be arrested. But I think you got to have the blanket rule of if it is a professional sporting event that is literally just athlete against athlete, then you cannot have fans interacting and interfering with the outcome of the event.
Race. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is. Football, football, anything.
I don't know.
You can have a fan go like grab a soccer ball during a soccer game, as funny as that would be. This is hilarious. The guy
she's just smiling, having the time of her life. And she just,
what does your sign say? Do we know what her sign says?
No.
No, I don't. No habla.
It says something like, fuck
I'm
this
a dum dum. Yeah. All right. That's
oh, it. He hit her arm.
That's yeah. I mean, that's the only way she could have fought. Right?
Yeah.
And then she was like, but this poor woman was arrested for that.
Yeah, that's what I don't
know. What if there was a fan at like the Daytona 500 that caused a pileup? Now, you're not going 200 miles an hour, but
right.
It means grandpa and grandma. Go, yeah, grandpa, grandma. Oh, she is. It's like a taunting. She was. It's like a taunting sign. Like go, grandpa.
That is
grandma.
Wonderful.
I think.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay, wow. Wait, now this says a guy's name.
It looked like they just went through a war.
It looks like World War II. Like,
looks like World War II photos.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
He's literally dead.
He is not having a good time.
To be fair, if you were in like a pile up and people are like running over you and landing on top of you, like I'm sure there were some pretty brutal injuries.
Probably suck shit.
Yeah. hitting the ground going 30 miles an hour, hitting the asphalt going 30 miles an hour would be not fun.
No joke. Yeah. That's I mean, I ate shit yesterday pretty good. And I was just like, you know, that's just part of being on a bike. But I guess not a road bike. Road bike right bouts must be brutal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally get
why you were so excited about this topic, because now I'm fired up about it. And I'm equally like upset and also like in a sense of hilarity after watching this. So
and you see both sides, don't you? Yeah. Exactly.
It's just, yeah. I think if the guy up front didn't fall just as catastrophically as he did, I wouldn't find it as funny. But
he should have a fine too. He shouldn't have fell.
Having terrible body control. You're a professional fucking athlete, goddammit. Get your shit together.
All right. Do you want to clear the palate a little?
Yes.
All right. And this is how we're doing the podcast from now on, I think, is just me finding funny videos and topics to talk about.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I did. A couple
weeks ago.
I did.
Everyone, and this is just pure American ingenuity coming together, bonding, harmless fun.
People love
should
each
they be
other
arrested
there.
For interfering with the baseball game? I don't know.
Someone says just proves how boring baseball.
So for listeners, it's a fun video of all the fans at a Cubs game creating like probably
a cup worm.
From like a whole section height worth of cups.
That is an incredible amount of cups.
Isn't that nuts?
Anyone has like.
And an ad for TikTok.
Mathematically figured out how much money that beer snake costs.
Oh no! Joke.
Oh my gosh!
How much they made?
Ooh. I mean, you're in a Cubbies game. Unless it was like special, like beer night, it's got to be like, you know, 10 pounds of beer.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that's fun. Next up on the list here, we have. I want to give a shout out to our friends at Arvon. July 17th is the Sour Social. I can't wait. There's frozen slushy sours. Oh shit. I started keto. There's no way I can have any of this. Can I?
Dude, I'm coming to GR.
You can do it.
Keto is like no sugar or carbs. I'm fucked.
Yeah, you can do it.
How?
Just don't tell anybody.
Oh, tell my little jigglers that
it's just between us.
Okay.
Tell my little jigglers.
Yeah. Tell my little thunder thighs that I didn't have a bunch of sugar. I'll cheat for this because that'll be almost like a whole month of keto. By then, I should be able to have a cheat day by then. Honestly, I will have quit by then. Who am I kidding? I will have given the fuck up.
Speaking of that, after this holiday weekend, and then probably after Evan's birthday, I am only alcohol I'm having is going to be Mick Ultra.
Dude, what?
You got to get in your suit for your wedding?
I'm going to do now no red meat.
What?
And I don't know what else yet. But I'm trying that out. We'll see.
Is it just because, or are you worried? Like, are you worried about fitting? Like, do you feel overweight?
No, I just want to look. Like, I know I look good, but I just want to look, you know.
Oh, I know I look good, but I just want to look a little bit handsomer.
Jeez, leave some for the rest of us.
I just
want to
look a little good.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
If Brian is
Miles
feeling...
took Alexis took a photo of me.
Oh.
What was it?
Yeah, Alexa's brother took a photo of me last weekend, and I was like, shit, my neck is looking like I've got like three. So I was like,
please.
I gotta do something different. Yeah, that.
Let me tell you, quarantine plus being a dad and plus having a pregnant wife before that, I was just, oh, you want a dessert tonight? Oh, yeah, we're going for it. Let's go pizza again. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Cool.
Yep. So. Honestly, it's well overdue. I overindulged for a while. I'm going to actually try. And I've done it for about a week or so and already lost 5 pounds. It's not bad. And quick results. Yeah, there's some good keto treats. It's really not that bad. It's basically...
So what do you eat?
It's just like super low carbs. So you like stay under 20 carbs in a day and then you can have whatever you want.
Wow.
I know.
That's incredible.
How many carbs are in my
beer? Dude, I eat like 300 carbs a day.
Oh yeah, it's impossible. No, but there's special stuff. Like you get keto buns that are only like one carb each. You get like there's keto versions of stuff that we found. What's that?
Yeah, yeah.
What I asked if they're made of clouds.
No, so basically they just shove a bunch of fiber in it, and I'm not even joking, because you can minus a carb for every gram of fiber, because it like it dissolves that carb. Yeah. So basically you just the whole diet is like eat a bunch of fiber and shit your brains out.
I was gonna ask you, like, I mean, how many packages are you delivering a day?
I had minimum two, average three.
I feel like if I'm on that thing, I'm gonna be like 6-7 all day, every day, just like on the hour.
It's going from one every morning, like clockwork. I used to be a man who reads his morning newspaper on the toilet, and then I'm good for the day.
Okay, okay.
And now my listeners get to learn about my poop schedule. This is what they came here for.
Oh,
this
is that content.
Evan, how much do you poop a day?
Yeah, how many times are you shitting over there, bro?
Depends.
And consistency. Depends. Really get into the deets.
I really want to know.
It depends on what I eat, you know?
Okay.
If you eat nothing but salad for 5 days, how many, you know, what happens?
Oh, probably 6 or 7 a day.
Right. A day? Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like you're underselling that. That's got to be at least like, you know, 8-9.
You know, I'll keep track tomorrow and I'll let you know.
Can I give you a pie chart where you put a star every time you take a shit?
I need some reinforcement.
Yeah. Then we'll give you something. I don't know. Topic I wanted to bring up.
Evan, yeah.
Have you, and we've been doing, we talked about our, you know, the new future bikes that all of us might be interested in. Evan, you bought a, really cool gravel road, mile shredding human rocket ship that's powered by alien shifters.
Make it sound like you bought a damn e-bike.
I couldn't have described it any better.
Tell us about your new whip.
So I bought a Trek Checkpoint.
Oh yeah.
And I got
which model?
I got the SL7.
SL7.
So it's
top dog.
It is.
That is a top dog.
108 points of engagement hub in the back. And it's got a 1050 cassette on it. And it's got a XX1 access rear derailleur. And it's
you have
probably
more range. You have more range on your cassette than my scale does.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's honestly, I wanted this this drivetrain setup. I wanted a 1x with a mountain bike cassette on it. And I didn't really want to go all out on it, but they kind of make you do that if you want 1x. All the other models are 2x.
I noticed that.
How often do you need Eagle on a gravel bike?
That's what I was going to ask.
The reason this whole thing started was because I was going to be without my mountain bike for about 5 weeks. I had to send my suspension in, and it's taking a little longer now than it usually does. And I had a Damani, and I don't really like riding it around here. So I ended up selling that, and I ended up buying one of these because I wanted to have a bike to ride when my mountain bike was in the shop. And I wanted to get rid of my road bike anyways. I'd been thinking about getting rid of that for 2 years. I just never did it.
This thing kicks ass. I haven't looked at it yet, but holy hell.
Mother effing bone.
It's really fun. I was always skeptical about getting a gravel bike. I was always kind of leaning towards getting a hardtail mountain bike and putting a rigid fork on it because of my back issue. And the Checkpoint has the IsoSpeed in the rear, and it worked really good on my Damani. So I knew it was going to be better than just getting something that was full carbon. With no, you know, damper in the back. So
I got to scope out the one I can afford here. One sec.
Yeah.
No, Evan.
But yeah, this is my
long time ago. gravel bikes are dumb.
You know, I thought they were. I think it was just because I wanted one so bad and I didn't have the money to buy it.
Had to justify. I figured it because I said the same thing and I want a gravel bike.
Yeah.
And you going by top dot, you know, top.
Yeah, I didn't really want to go that big, but it just kind of happened that way. They had one. And what's even more incredible is that I found one during this time.
Yeah, no joke.
I just went on their website and I was just looking for any of them and they had an SL7 like 40 minutes from me in my size.
Ooh, this is handsome. Yeah, so Evan, what's your overall thought of it? Like, are you going to ride your mountain bike less? Or are you like, is this your new go-to bike? Would you say this is your main bike?
Are you going to sell it? The MTB?
No. Okay. Definitely not.
But would you like downgrade it and then upgrade your gravel to your main? Like, I don't know. Like,
no, I honestly, I'm going to keep that Epic for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice to get a new one, but I don't need a new one. So you're going to
sell your Epic and then buy an Arc.
To be honest with you, I haven't really looked at the Arc. I've been hearing good things about it.
Brian plugs it every episode.
Yeah,
I'm just
he's hoping for that Yeti sponsor.
Yeah, me too. Holy shit!
Really, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get Alexa annoyed enough of me saying I want a Yeti Arc,
so she just tells you to buy it.
Then when I buy it, she's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
She would have. Yeah. She won't even be shocked.
You'd be shocked. Yeah. Evan, are you going to ride this checkpoint for Iceman?
Ooh. I could. I would. On some mountain bike trails, and it's fun.
I honestly wish I had a. I don't know. I would consider gravel. I mean,
I was throwing some whips off some little rollers at Stony the other day, and I'm like, this bike's fun. But I rode my mountain bike yesterday for the first time, and I was like, yeah, this bike's really fun too. I don't think I could get rid of either of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the electronic shifters are insane.
Is it awesome?
I was never an advocate. I mean, I knew they were cool, but I was always, it was always that. Good. They're great. They are.
Talk me out of them.
No, but if you have really good cable shifters too, they work really, like I have an XO, you know, rear derailleur and shifter on my Epic and it works great.
Have you heard of NX?
Yes. Have I heard of NX?
It's what us poors use.
He's asking.
No, that works. It honestly, it's so good now. All our SRAM stuff is so good. I just didn't want to have to worry about, especially on a mountain bike, paying to replace a rear derailleur that was electronic. I don't anticipate having to do that on my gravel bike, but
honestly, that whole setup, it was what? It was only like 7K, 6K. That's not that bad.
No,
having that whole setup and everything.
Yeah.
Like the bike alone, the frame alone is probably
wheels are carbon. The wheels are carbon.
The wheels are, that's a pretty fairly priced bike when you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got, the
drivetrain alone is probably $3,000.
No, I think $2,000. I think the rear derailleur is $700. I can't remember how much it is, but it's not that bad because it's just a derailleur and a cassette. I mean, there's only one.
Well, the cassette's like $400.
Yeah.
And then maybe more like $1,500. But yeah, still, yeah, what I'm saying like 15, is,
it's it's not bad.
Yeah, it's what is it? Right around 6. Yeah, that's not bad. I did have to justify it. Yeah, I could do
not that bad.
Have to buy a new seat for it because every single bike comes with a 143 and I have a 155. So I had to do that. Yeah, I had to buy one of those and I probably need a longer, you know, those have a cap on the seat tube, basically. Mast. Yeah, they call it a seat mast. So it's instead of your seat tube going into the, or your seat post going into the seat tube, it's a cup, basically a cap that goes over the seat tube. Yeah, it's crazy, but that's how they work the ISO speed.
ISO speed.
Yeah.
All above.
So I need a.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does sound.
Yeah, so ISO speed is like, so you have the frame where the, I'm like, this and this. So you have the seat post going up in the frame here. And normally, instead of it, like, yeah, like you're in
attached.
It. Like attached. Yeah. So this is, it's just open and it's allowed to like do this.
It's got a rubber grommet. It's got a rubber grommet that it's connected to both
in sides. So
yes, it flexes, but it's attached.
Does it have a rubber actually, Wallace as well?
You know, I'll have to ask the dealer if they have, if they know
what that is. That was a good one.
That's what people tune in for, baby. I bring that heat.
I like that one.
Thanks. No one should have encouraged that because you're don't, now that one that half hit, you're going to get 40 that don't hit after now.
I want more.
Okay. Well, guys, how are you guys doing on time? Brian, I know you're up at, you're leaving your lady and guests. Do you need to get back to the shop here? Any closing thoughts here?
Yeah, I'm gonna bounce here shortly. Closing thoughts. I don't know. Gypsy moths are becoming a problem.
God damn it, we're over gypsy moths, Brian.
And I'm up here, and there's the grossest thing I've ever seen up here.
There's a lot of them.
Like,
yeah. I'm having earwig issues. You guys ever see those?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't have them, but I know at my parents' house they had.
I just bought these like sonic things that you put into like the they probably, I guarantee you they don't work, but I'm giving it a try. They're like you plug them into the wall and it does like sonic bug repellent.
Okay.
Tech shit. So we'll see.
Let me know how it works.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Closing thoughts. Our guest Evan is celebrating his birthday in Grand Rapids.
I just booked the hotel for that. So let's get turned.
Nice. If anyone's around downtown, let's party. Contact the pod. You can buy us a shot.
Sick. You know what? I thought of a cool thing. What's our latest summer beer rotation? Your favorite summer beer so far, and that's how we'll close. Do you want me to go first, or you guys got one already? Do you guys want to think?
I have been drinking a lot of a fishy.
Oh, you're going with what's in your hand.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of it. I neglected it for so long because I think the first case I bought was skunked, and I just thought it was like a shit beer, so I avoided it for like 2 years. And then I don't know where I was this year, but it was like the only IPA they had in the store. So I got it and it was really good. And I think I've bought like at least some form of it every weekend so far. So big fan.
Yeah. Those are pretty good.
I do too. Is it because it's like in that mid range of not super, super thick, like a, is it any,
it's almost like a session.
It's like a
hazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little higher on the ABV, which has probably definitely got me in trouble a couple nights. So it comes in at 6.4, so you can drink it like a sesh. That's what I've been drinking. So
nothing wrong with it. So the whole reason I brought this up, and we'll close on Evan because he is the guest and he should bring us out. So I brought this up because I had one in mind, and Brian, I had you try it. It is a beer that I would have never expected to like, but I was at a work party and they had bought a case of these. So I was going to town on them. They are Light Sky. They are the Blue Moon light beer. They're 100 calories. I think like one or two carbs, like super light, but actually tastes like kind of a good beer. It's like the dream. It's like if a Bud Light was a craft beer, you know, like it kind of has like a flavor to it, but it doesn't taste like a like Busch or Bud Light. So I don't know, I know it's like against everything this podcast is of like local craft beer, and I'm plugging a Blue Moon basically, but I liked it. It was good.
I thought it was I loved it, and later I have a very like quick 30 second story to add on to this.
Okay,
so Alexa bought a new car last week.
Congrats, by the way. Tell her I said happy.
Yeah, she got a Mazda Roddy. We love it. Very cool.
Mazda Roddy.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that.
But the car dealer was kind of being a tough guy and hard ass, whatever.
Oh, who'd have thought?
I was drinking beer and he showed me the photo and I was like, That's Light Sky. He's like, it's Blue Moon. And I was like, no, it's not. It's Light Sky. And he's like, oh, well, I'm like, you know, he's like, all right, hey, I'm watching my calories. Okay. I was like, oh no, it's cool. It's a good beer. My buddy gave it to me the other weekend. But I was able to knock him down a notch because I was able to recognize the Light Sky.
So nice. Okay.
And I think we got a better deal on the car for that.
Okay. Shout out to Light Sky.
It looks sharp.
Yeah, it's a cool ride. I was looking at those when I was shopping for my car. They look cool.
The used car market is just, it's insane. They gave her, she sold her car for way more than she bought it for.
Really?
Yeah. And then she put 40,000 miles on it and they still bought it for more. And it was like, holy fuck.
Nice.
It's got me thinking.
Yeah, right.
You could upgrade I don't have a name for your car yet. We gotta think of one.
Actually, that's genius. Because all right, so sorry, I know we started wrapping it up. This is just personal advice I need. If right now you had because I only have 20,000 miles on my Grand Cherokee, it's basically new. If I could probably get a lot more than I paid for it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for a Grand Cherokee.
You get a shit ton more.
Should I try to do that and then just? But what would I get?
Hey, they listed Alexa's old car with 60,000 miles on it for $20,000.
Whoa! And did she buy for 15 or 16?
She got 16.
Holy shit, man! Okay, well maybe I'll
imagine what you could get for your Jupe.
Well, Larry, you could. I mean, you could. If you wanted to sell that, you could always upgrade and get a newer Grand Cherokee too. If you like the Grand Cherokee.
That's the thing though, is I love my car, but if I could actually make money, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, well, well that's what I, Alexa did want a new car, but she was like, oh, I guess I'll look into it. And we're like, well, fuck, you bought a car.
I've been getting emails and letters in the mail from the place I bought my Durango from, and they want to buy it back.
Yeah.
I'm sure they want to buy
it. Yeah. But I don't want to get rid of it. I like it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Well, the only thing that's tempting is maybe to get a lease or something because I don't really drive anymore since I work from home.
Right.
Maybe we should do that with Amber's car. Sell that one, give her my Jeep so then I can still use the Jeep when I want it and then get me something beater. That's a good way to, because I'm trying to save a shit ton of money for our new house here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no one wants to hear this. Sorry. Evan, what's your summertime beer?
I had Blood Orange Honey for the first Sheboygan? Time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or Petoskey, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I had Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Okay.
Petoskey. Nah, I don't know I don't know all their beers. But yeah, I had that the other day and it was really good.
Horny Monk. So.
Yeah, that is one. I can't remember what they have there that I drink a lot, though.
Juicy.
Yeah. Juicy. Yeah.
That's yummy. The one.
You sell that in six-pack style for $8 at
cool. Nice.
Well, cool. Guys, this is maybe the most fun episode we've done in forever. And I think, Evan, you bring that energy. And I really appreciate it. I'm being dead serious. I had a great time.
I like being a part of it.
Thank you, Evan. You just
opened
up new neural pathways for Larry and I to explore our hostmanship. So thank you.
You know what it is? It's I feel like I need to perform a little more and do a better job because there is a guest here, but because it's our buddy Evan, I can be a little goofy. You know, I don't have to be professional like it's Gary Fisher or something. It's the perfect dynamic.
I love the goofy.
Awesome. All right, boys, I look forward to seeing you in person soon, and everyone listening, thanks as always, and stay local roots.
Bye.
Worst ending ever. bye.
See ya.
See you guys.